Great little song from the morning after girls called Fireworks, believe it or not, here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I got a chance many, many years ago to actually catch the morning after girls. They were playing down in Mr. Smalls. There were three bands on the bill, and I believe it or not, don't remember who the other two were. It might have been the Walkmen. Could have been the BMRC. I don't know. I don't remember, but I do remember the morning after girls were on the bill. Before the morning after girls, some Head Candy, band out of Iowa City, Iowa, came out of the ashes of the Dang Trippers, and I was going to play some Dang Trippers, but I'm like, no, let's play some Head Candy instead. Soul Grinder from their Starcaster album. Also played some Not a Surf in there with Firecracker, and start off the entire set with Harvey Danger doing their tribute to Carlotta Valdez. And I'll tell you another fun story, and it's a fun story just because I'm telling it. Doesn't mean that it was actually a fun story, but I actually got a chance to see Vertigo, the film, at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. The last time I was out there was a special presentation, and Kim Novak was there. She did a Q&A, and she was on stage and all that good stuff. And believe it or not, it was the first time I had ever seen the film. So, you know, I just wanted to wait till the right moment, and apparently that was the right moment. Hey, you know what else is the right moment? I don't even know how to say that. I was trying to segue it. I'm talking about Sean Watson's show. It's a right moment each and every Tuesday. It's called A Minute Pause, where he plays a whole bunch of great songs from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Again, it's A Minute Pause, an almost insignificant space. Not a minute pause. That would be 60 seconds of space. This is 10 to 2. That's like 4 hours. 4 hours of great rock and or roll. Got a UFO mock coming up here in about 25 minutes. How's some Pere Ubu? Cleveland, Ohio zone. Non-alignment fact.
When you feel love, it's the new age. tables. Quack people's place on Mabel's. Slow and gentle, sentimental. All styles served here. Louis says he prefers laissez-faire's grand. Tired of the tango, fed up with fandango. Dance on moonbeams, slide on rainbow. In furs or blue jeans, you know what I mean. To the strand.
Some hoodoo gurus wrapping up that set of music with I Want You Back. Before that, how about some Robin Hitchcock with Madonna of the Wasps? Also played some Roxy music with Do the Strand, released back in 1973 from their second album. And I'm going to tell you, it was on this day in 1973 that Brian Eno called it quits with Roxy music. So I wanted to play a song that he played on. And someday, like, if we're just hanging out and you're like, hey, Moxter, tell me your story on how you became to appreciate Roxy music. Because I will be the first to admit, the very first song I heard from them when I was a wee little lad, or I might have been in my 20s, I don't remember, I didn't really care for. And I was like, huh, what's all the hullabaloo about this band? And then slowly I've heard other songs, and even that song I've come to appreciate. And maybe it's just because, you know, it just wasn't what I was into at the time, you know? People grow up, you know. Anyway, before the Roxy music, Pere Ubu with a non-alignment pack. Played that, A, because it's a good song, and B, is because leader of Pere Ubu is none other than Dave Thomas. And Dave, that's not the Dave Thomas. They're both from Ohio, but that's not the Dave Thomas that started Wendy's. But I played that because the Dave Thomas who did start Wendy's, if he were still with us today, he passed in 2002. But if he were still with us today, he'd be 89 years old. This is the anniversary of his birth is today. And speaking of Dave Thomas and the Dave Thomas Foundation, I'm going to move into that. I'm going to segue that into, this is just an appropriate time here on the Viva La Mock radio program to play a special public service announcement from the Dave Thomas Foundation.
I'm not a troublemaker.
I am not too old.
We're not twice the burden.
I am not just a number.
I am not unlovable.
Find out more about what children in foster care are really like and help us find them forever homes.
And I will tell you the true story of my nephew, Zach, who who was in the foster care program but found his forever home at my sister's house. So just telling you that. I've got about 10 more minutes before we get to the mock. Don't forget, it is World UFO Day, so we are mocking UFOs. That's coming up in 10 minutes, but I got a couple songs to get to before that. Maybe I can squeeze in three. There is a birthday today, Dave Parsons, bass player. Now, he's the original bass player. I just found this out. He was the original bass player for the band Bush. But what I found out is he was also the original bass player for the band Transvision Vamp. And I love the band Transvision Vamp. So let's play some Transvision Vamp for you, Dave. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. I want your love. Okay, okay. Everybody, raise your hand if as you were hearing that, all you could think about was Benny Hill. Okay. Now raise your hand if you're like, who's Benny Hill? All right. Everybody put your hands down. That was Boots Randolph with his 1963 hit, Yakety Sax. Boots passed away in 2007 on tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually the anniversary of his passing, so I thought I would play some Boots Randolph for you. Before that, the Cramps asking that question about your cat doing a dog thing, and, you know, at least I think that's what about. Is it? Is that what it's about? Anyway, start off the entire set with some Transvision Vamp and I Want Your Love. You know what? We are coming up on midnight. I Want Your Love. We've got a UFO mock coming to you right after this quick.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this time. So mark it on your calendar, put it in your phone, give yourself a reminder, be like, dude, I gotta tune in, I gotta listen. And in fact, at this time each and every week, I do a thing called the mock. What is the mock? I take a word, artist, performer, a theme, and I play some cover songs or tribute songs or whatever. I do something that is related to that theme for, I don't know, anywhere from 8 to 40 minutes. It just depends on the inspiration, I guess. Before I get into the mock of tonight, and I'll tell you, and I say tonight, I could say today, I could say this morning, it just depends when you are listening. I got to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, all those stomps in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection's too big. No collection is too small. Again, Attic Records is located in Millvale. You can call them at 412-821-8484. So for the mock this week, we're doing something a little different, yet special, but not different, because we've done it in the past few months over the summer. The mockster wants to kind of regenerate some old mocks. Maybe you weren't a listener 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 15 years ago, and you missed a mock. So I am pulling some rewind mocks, some flashback mocks, some throwback mocks, whatever you want to call them, into my mix on upcoming shows, including this show. So I am going back to a mock that originally aired on WRCT on September 28th of 2007. So we're talking 14 years ago. And you're like, okay, dude, okay. Can you tell me who that mock was? And I'm like, I can. In fact, here, let me turn off my background music so that I can give you the full effect of what is, or who, I should say, is going under the mock light. What? Yeah. Tom Cruise is going, no, Bob Seger. It's a Bob Seger mock on this episode of the Viva La Mock radio program. I'd like to call him a hometown boy. He's a home state boy. As many of you know, I am originally from the great state of Michigan. Bob Seger, also a Michigander, if you wondered what they call people from Michigan. Michigander. Born in May of 1945. Bob is actually 76 years old. So think about it. He was only, 61 or 62 when I did the mock originally. But now he's 76. He was born in Detroit, raised in Ann Arbor. And I know that he was raised in Ann Arbor because my high school physics teacher went to high school with him. He did. He said they never hung out. They weren't friends, but and I believe they went to Ann Arbor Pioneer School. So for you people knowing the school systems up there, I believe that's the school that Bob went to. I think. Anyway, so Bob Seger is going underneath the mock light. Got a bunch of songs related to Bob, whether he wrote them, sang them, or you'll just figure it out. You'll figure it out. We are starting off the Bob Seger mock with something from the late 1970s from his Get It album. It's Dave Edmunds in Get Out of Denver.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out its one-note song, and you think about the woman or the girl the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do, and you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. Here I am on the road again, there I am up on the stage, here I go playing star again, there I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the cold, and you feel their eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talking, other times you can. It's the same old cliche, is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, so you don't dare make a stand. Here I am. On the road again. Here I am.
like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, and you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what you said. Here I am on the road again. Here I am up on the stage. Here I go playing Scar again. There I go, turn the page. Here I am.
try and get you moving on this one. It's a number recorded by Bob Seger. A number called Rosalie.
We'll be right back. Helicopters here on 88.3 FM WRCT, wrapping up a Bob Seger mock with their version of Her Strut from the Respect the Rock America split they did with Glucifer. Some live Thin Lizzy in there from the late 1970s with Rosalie. Juice Newton, speaking of 1970s, 1977's Come to Me album brought us her version of Fire Down Below. 1985 is when Waylon Jennings released the Turn the Page album featuring the title track, Bob Seger's Turn the Page. Dave Edmonds in there from the late 70s as well, off of his Get It CD, doing the song you hear in the background right now, Get Out of Denver. And that wraps up a mock. That is a Bob Seger mock.
That originally aired on WRCT during the Viva La Mock radio program on September 28th, 2007. If you ever have a suggestion for a mock, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or if you're like, hey, Mockster, have you ever mocked? And then you insert whomever you're reaching out about and see if I can maybe find an archive of that mock and let's hear how it sounds. Updated, maybe. I don't know. We're just playing along. We're having fun. Speaking of having fun, I've got, what, a little over a half hour left of the Viva La Mock radio program. At least this portion of the Viva La Mock radio program. So, you know, I should probably get some more music. So there's this artist that I was familiar with, you know, a couple of the hits that the artist had, and dug back, found a 7-inch from 1980-81 from said artist. Recently found out this artist was a member of the Motors, and the Mockster has enjoyed some of the songs of the Motors that he knows, and you're asking yourself, okay, Mockster, who's this artist? I'm here to tell you. It's Bram Tchaikovsky. Let's dance. Get on those dancing shoes. Everybody, let's dance. Hey, you're not dancing.
I'm watching you. You can watch me, WRCT.org, for our webcam. I'm just teasing you now.
Generally mess around. They're looking for girls that don't ask questions. time I'm missing hits, all the time I'm dropping clues.